at CQCQ, CQ, SOS, dash SOS, CQ, CQ. Is there anybody out there? This sort of thing is a 911 emergency, even though law enforcement does not recognize such emergence of loss of priority to its dastardly deed at endgame point of ruin, reckoning, and death in its aftermath. Showing 12 of 21 ratings. 1 star. Self-verified patient of Richard Conga posted on February 25, 2020. Worst doctor ever. Verbal assault patients. No bedside manner. Self-verified patient of Richard Conga posted on March 13, 2019. He acts uncaring, rushes his patients and isn't thorough. 4 stars. Self-verified patient of Richard Conga posted on April 19, 2017. 1 star. Self-verified patient of Richard Conga posted on January 10, 2017. Dr. Conga has poor bedside manners as well as no patience with his patients. He let me go as a patient without warning while I was having major back surgery. I had to constantly tell him that I needed an MRI since the x-rays came back negative even after I got hurt on the public bus. He ignored the results that came back from the MRIs, always asking me what do I need to do next. If he read the history and physical, he would know what to do next. Instead, I get treated like I'm lying about what is hurting. I gave him the benefit of the doubt, thinking it's just his personality. Then he lets me go when I needed him the most. 1 star. Self-verified patient of Richard Conga posted on September 30, 2016. 3 stars. Self-verified patient of Richard Conga posted on June 1, 2016. 5 stars. Self-verified patient of Richard Conga posted on April 20, 2016. 5 stars. Self-verified patient of Richard Conga posted on February 11, 2016. 5 stars. Self-verified patient of Richard Conga posted on December 21, 2015. 5 stars. Self-verified patient of Richard Conga posted on December 1, 2015. 1 star. Self-verified patient of Richard Conga posted on May 15, 2015. 5 stars. Self-verified patient of Richard Conga posted on September 30, 2011. Drive. Conga has been my surgeon since I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2004 and again in 2006. I honestly don't know how I would have gotten through the process without his positive energy and professionalism. He had the best bedside manner than all the physicians on my team. Showing 9 of 21 ratings. He is the best. Self-verified patient of Richard Conga posted on July 28, 2011. Poor clinical skills. Self-verified patient of Richard Conga posted on May 29, 2011. How can this guy be a surgeon? Horrible training, and even worse technical skills. Remember that the operation itself is not the hard part, it's recognizing when and why the operation should be performed. 1 star. Self-verified patient of Richard Conga posted on May 18, 2011. 5 stars. Self-verified patient of Richard Conga posted on February 16, 2011. 5 stars. Self-verified patient of Richard Conga posted on January 22, 2010. 5 stars. Self-verified patient of Richard Conga posted on April 18, 2009. Very good doctor. Arrogant. Self-verified patient of Richard Conga posted on March 31, 2009. Although this doctor is an extremely qualified and competent surgeon, he shows little respect for the family of the patient. The manner in which he treats staff members and families makes it appear that he has no respect at all for women, specifically nurses. How about we agree? We agree to not settle on disagreeing, we settle on reconciliation and resolve for a change. We agree to not lie to each other respectfully. To our best work of the standard of excellence. We make a new commitment for which I require that be a new contract in writing. Let's agree that is a justified need here and not an optional passing over. Do you agree with me? Don single quote T like to me by Barbara Streisand. Can I look forward of anticipation of your signature appearing in a vision not squandered here? Don't lie to me. Barbara Streisand, lyrics, why can't you just tell me the truth? Hard to believe the things you say. Why can't you feel the tears I cry today? Cry today, cry today. How do you win if we all lose? You change the facts to justify. Your lips move, but your words get in the way. In the way, in the way. Kings and queens, crooks and thieves. You don't see the forest for the trees. Head and heart, on our knees. You can't see what we all see. How do you sleep when the world keeps turning? All that we built has come undone. How do you sleep when the world is burning? Everyone answers to someone. Don't lie to me, don't lie to me, you lie to me. Don't lie to me, don't lie to me, you lie to me. You can build towers of bronze and gold. You can paint castles in the sky. You can use smoke and mirrors, old cliches. Not today, not today. Kings and queens, crooks and thieves. You don't see the forest for the trees. Hand on heart, down on knees. You can't see what everyone sees. How do you sleep when the world keeps turning? All that we built has come undone. How do you sleep when the world is burning? Everyone answers to someone. Don't lie to me, don't lie to me, you lie to me. Don't lie to me, don't lie to me, you lie to me. Can't you see I'm crying? Can't you see we're crying? Where's the new horizon? Where's the new horizon? How do you sleep? How do you sleep? How do you sleep? How do you sleep when the world keeps turning? All that we built has come undone. Enough is enough. How do you sleep when the world is burning? Everyone answers to someone. Don't lie to me, don't lie to me, you lie to me. Don't lie to me, don't lie to me, you lie to me. Can't you see I'm crying? Can't you see we're crying? Everyone answers to someone. Source, Music's Match. Songwriters, John Shanks/Barbara Streisand/Jonas Myron/J Landers. Don't Lie to Me lyrics copyright Sony/Atftunes LLC, Emmanuel Music, Halern Music, Clipverjoel, Duva Island Songs, Songs of Universal Incorporated. ContinuingVitals.com Reviews. 3 stars. Self-verified patient of Richard Conga-posted on February 25, 2009. Extra large scar from surgery, somewhat of a signature. 5 stars. Self-verified patient of Richard Conga-posted on October 9, 2008. Dust in the Wind by Kansas. This was a shocker to come across. Web link document URL, https://www.sipson.com/2011/031/redlines-surgeon-found-negligent-in-patient-death/. Redlines surgeon found negligent in patient death. By the Sun Pipe Thyssen at thefmdev.com pipe. March 31, 2011 at 12 a.m. Redlands, surgeon Richard Conga was found negligent Monday in a wrongful death suit by the husband of a woman he operated on in May 2009. San Bernardino County Superior Court documents said that Conga, a general surgeon with Redlands Community Hospital and Beaver Medical Group, was negligent in the diagnosis or treatment, and his negligence was a substantial factor in causing damage to Dirk Hansen, whose wife Kathy died May 8, 2009, after undergoing surgery to remove part of her pancreas at Redlands Community Hospital. A unanimous jury awarded Dirk Hansen more than $4.4 million in damages. Physician Wissam Hadid, who assisted Conga, also was found negligent, but his involvement as an assistant surgeon was not a substantial factor in the woman's death, according to court documents. This patient went in for a very complicated procedure with no knowledge or information that she may be safer in the hands of a more experienced surgeon, and died as a result of Dr. Conga's negligence during the procedure, said Redlands attorney Jeffrey Raines, who represented Hansen. Thompson and Colligate LLP in Riverside, the firm representing Conga, declined to comment Wednesday. Redlands Community Hospital was named in the suit filed April 29, 2010, in the Superior Court, and dismissed from the case by court order December 15, 2010. It's not an RCH problem, it's her physician problem, Raines said. The surgery performed on Kathy Hansen, known as a Whipple procedure, is the most common surgery for cancer of the pancreas, according to the American Cancer Society. It is a very complex operation, and best done by a surgeon who has done it many times in a hospital that does at least 20 Whipple procedures per year. This surgery is a major operation that carries a fairly high risk of complications that may be fatal, according to the American Cancer Society's website. Raines said the procedure is done at Redlands Community Hospital a few times a year. A facility that performs it less than 7 times a year is considered a low-volume center, he said. Kanga had performed the surgery 3 times in his career before Kathy Hansen's, he said. A major vein was torn and repaired during Kathy Hansen's surgery, and she was taken in for a second surgery. She died that evening, Raines said. He said Hansen, who worked about 9 years as a certified medical assistant for 2 family practitioners at the Highland Beaver facility, ended up not having cancer. They had reasonable suspicion, he said. The fact they operated was not an incorrect decision. So the surgery needed to be done to remove a mass or tumor on the pancreas, but this is a procedure in which the patient should be referred to a major facility like USC, UCLA, he said. He said Hatta did not correctly voice concerns during the procedure, but the jury determined even if he did, Kanga would have gone forward, he said. Ultimately the decision-making was the surgeon's, he said. Raines said Wednesday the court has 10 days to modify judgment. Kanga performed the first general surgery with the hospital's new Da Vinci surgical robot in May 2009, and traveled to Haiti to offer medical aid in April 2010. The Trust Project logo. Big banner. The Trust Project web link. Document URL, https://thetrustproject.org/. Seriously?